Kumlena, Blat Gemara. We are already doing, we're in the middle of today's Blat of Sama Gimel and Beis by the two dots. Omer Avdimi min Hadoi. The Avdimi from the Hadoi said, what did he say? He said, Hai man, the next Mishnah, you know something? If you don't, we're going to do something different today. We're going to learn the next Mishnah first and then go back to the Gemara. Because we're learning it anyway, so might as well do it so you'll understand the Gemara. Okay, jumping ahead to the Mishnah, and then we'll go back to the Gemara. Says the Mishnah. If you sell a property, it does not include loy es haboyr, the loy es hadus, does not include the boyr, a pit, or dus as a cistern. They're both for water. The difference is that, as the Gemara explained, dus is made out of bricks, and the boyr is just plain dirt. Afa pisha kosav loy, oim kevereima. So Parshat Pshat in the Mishnah is that even though you wrote, I'm selling you the house, and its depth, and its erites, its height, it does not include, I'm saying the property does not include boyr and sichin. So therefore, you need to write it separately. Now back to the Gemara. Says the Gemara. Amrad Yevdoy said, "Hi, man, the Mazbele Beis the Chaver." Somebody sells a house to his friend. I forgot the Gosel Umke V'Raima. Even though you wrote in it, I'm selling you the house, including the Umik and including the Raim. Nevertheless, Tzodich LeMichtav LeYisrai Kini L'Cha. You should be Kainem Met Toheim Ada V'Adraim Derekia. He needs to add the words, I'm selling you from the depths of the ground all the way up to the heights of the sky. Why do you have to add that? Because that's superfluous. And the reason why we're going to add that is to include something else. My timer. What's the reason? Because when you have a house, when you sell a house, like in Australia, you do not sell the air rights, nor do you have any rights to the ground underneath your house. You don't have anything. So if I sell your house, all I'm selling is what I own, which is the house itself. Is like Connie, honey.
Where do you delineate the
whatever the law in Australia is?
The
what I mean, for the foundations.
No,
rain means to the sky.
I mean,
Oimik means to the very core of the earth.
But no, but I'm saying, at what point does Oimik begin? As soon as you scratch the surface, this is already Oimik?
I would imagine the foundations
to build
of. Yeah, imagine the foundations of the house.
Same with the rain. If I'm standing on my roof, am I now outside my own resource?
Same thing in Australia. Forget the thing about it here. What's in Australia? What do you own in your house?
Forget Australia. What if I
I'm saying, whatever is common sense that you need for the house itself. Nothing more than that. Even here, the council says you cannot build more than two stories high. That's it. You own nothing more than that. You can't do any higher than that. What do you have? Nothing. Whatever you're allowed to build, you build. Okay. My time, the aim kiver aim leikoni, that if I sell you a house, it doesn't, even if I own the aimik v'raim, I'm not selling you the aimik v'raim. The difference is in those days you could own the aimik v'raim, but I don't sell, it doesn't automatically come in the house. Ahani aim kiver aim. So if you add in the shtar, I'm selling you the aim kiver aim. I need it for itself. Lemikne aim kiver aim. It helps to sell you the aim kiver aim. Ahani b'taim arvat aim rakir. So what helps you when you add the words and the depths of the ground, the core of the earth, until the height of the sky? Lemikne boy v'dus mechilas, to add something. So what is coming to add? And boy v'dus and mechilas, little caves, little tunnels. Okay. So therefore, you need that. Let's bring an item. It says in the next Mishnah, Lo yes haboy, velo yes hadus, afa pisha kosala emkiraim. Says in the next Mishnah that when you, the boy does not include in the sale, even if you wrote the words emkiraim, they don't include the boy of hadus. Why? Because the boy emkiraim you need for itself to tell you that the bottom of the house, the top of the house is yours. Doesn't include anything else. If you're going to argue and not agree with Avdimi and you believe, if I sell your house automatically, the Oimik V'Raim is included. So as soon as I write in the shtar Oimik V'Raim, we learned yesterday that if you add words in the shtar, it's coming to add something that wouldn't have been included automatically. So if I add the words Oimik V'Raim, which is not necessary, that would include Bay V'Dois. Why do I still have to write it as Lahani Oimik V'Raim will make the Bay V'Dois and Mechilis? There's a raya, therefore, that what? That a house does not include Oimik V'Raim on its own. It's like, no raya. Maybe you need it. Maybe the pshat, the Mishnah is the reason why you have to write Metahim Adah is because it did not write Oimik V'Raim. In other words, really Oimik V'Raim is included. Whose Avdim is right? Maybe the Makshan asked that Oimik V'Raim is included in a house sale. So if I add the words Oimik V'Raim, it does include the Boy V'Dus. Why does the Mishnah say that you have to write Metahim Adah? Because there's talking about a case you didn't write Oimik V'Raim. Mishnah clearly, even though you did write, Who said? Maybe the Mishnah means to say that since halachically you don't have to write Oymiv Oreim, it's as if you did write it because it makes no difference. It's as if you wrote it. Ava pisha loikosu loikim ishikosu dami lemikna Oymiv Oreim. But even if you did not write Oymiv Oreim, it includes Oymiv Oreim, not like Rabdimi. But if you didn't write it, Lepoil, and you want to include Bavidus, you have to write Mitaim Mara. Lemikna Bavidus and Mechilis. But it does help. So, what about to buy Bavidus Michel? E Kosele Oymiv Oreim. If you wrote Oymiv Oreim, you will be kind of Bavidus because it's not necessary. So notice that somebody argued, the Makshin argues on Dimi. We don't have a name, but he argues. He holds up, he sells a house, you do include the Oymiv Oreim. Tosh Bagam here, it says also. Lawyer Sagag Bizman Shiyeshla, it says a Braise. We learned before the Jotel Yenah, the Braise spells out a roof is not included in the sale of a house if it has a Vika that is 10 fucking high. Now, if you're going to tell me, that not like Rav Dimi, but you're going to hold that when you sell a house, you sell the Oymiv Oreim included. The Isakadata Bestom, Kani Oymiv Oreim. So Kigvoy has a Tvachim, who cares if it has a fence around 10 Tvachim? Yeah, it's automatically included. Why is it included? Anthony, well, this is different. Kivon de Gvoy has a Tvachim Chashuv. This does not fall under Oymiv because it is 10 Tvachim high and it's Chashuv a room on its own. Therefore, it's not included in the sale unless you specify
it. It's a mic, it's a little fence. It's
the 10th fach makes it, we learn in Hilchos Shabbos everywhere, it makes it a shus, it's a chashuva thing. Chashuva thing, yeah.
What's the minimum for mic? Is it like 4th fach?
Sorry?
Minimum size of a mic?
10th fach. So if it's less than 10 tefachim, we'll say that it's part of the house. But if it's more than 10 tefachim, it's a room for
it. It's not Mekai Mitzvah's Micah.
Yeah, yeah, so maybe it's a Sebechaz. So it's a Sebechaz. But that's, this is the way it is. That's what I'm about. We learned yesterday, we learned out from this din of about a Ben Levi who sold the property and he said, on the condition that I get my mice, and the only way we can work, we reinterpret his words, and what? Because since ain't other market, we interpret his words that it means I have a chelik in the karka. Currently, Longer Shlokshin says, Zoysa Meta is the fact that we interpret the words that the only way to make the word if I have a chelik in it. From here we learn out, if somebody sells a house to his friend, V'omalei says to him, I'm a nasha diyotel, yainishalai, that the roof is mine. Diyotel, yainishalai, the roof is his. And we ask, I mean, my hichasa, what's that necessary? Because automatically, if it's less than 10 tefachim, it's sold with the house. And Abzvit said, Shimrotzalai, it's as if I retained a share in the chatzah, I sold you the chatzah. As if I retained the share in the chatzah that I can put my poles sticking out from this particular diyotel, yainishalai, as if I kept a chelik in the sale. Learn from there. Now, Papa says, no, if it collapses, you can rebuild, otherwise, you couldn't. If you can tell me that what? That's Stam. You're not Koine.
Stam meaning it didn't specify.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, if you can hold like Abdimi, who says that what? That as soon as you say that a house does not include the up and the down, is Lomali Almanas. Why do you need to say Almanas that I'm having it? Ahan amanas, the inoffel had the bundle. So what did you add the word when you say almanas? He said almanas yedyeter yenishli. If you hold that it's not included in the sale, then what? The what is almanas coming to tell you? To tell you. So we're asking a question, not from Rish Lakish, we're asking from Rapapa. Rapapa says that you are that it, what do you call it? That the purpose of writing these words are that if it collapses, that you could rebuild it. Yeah. So it helps the Tanaya for that.
So what's the shayla here? Normally I'm not.
Let's just do Rashbam here. Toshma Adam Rish Lakish. I missed the point of the joke. Toshma Adam Rish Lakish, Rashbam, right parallel to the Gemara here. But did Papa Max, you were asking a question, Papa, not that I'm not from a Zvid who learned that you throw my poles, Papa told me if it collapses, you rebuild it. If you tell me that lekech generally is koyach the kind of the oymik v'raim, and this guy is saying, the moicher is saying, I want to retain the diyotel yena, hainu the tahani. So the moicher wants to keep the diyotel yena, fine. Why does he have to add the word amanas just to say the diyotel yena is mine? He adds the word almanas. He's adding something else. Shuyumi yusitz extra likidra papa. That itself, no, but even though I said I want to keep it yoyte, I want to go a step further. Not only I want to keep it yoyte, but I want to keep it also that if it collapses, I have a right to rebuild it. If he wants, he can add more to it. If you want to build on top of the yoyte, either rebuild it or build it higher. Because if I wouldn't have made it tonight, the lekeach would have bought the reimer at the top of the deyta, mistama. The reimer shabai is koine bechal makim, mistama. The reimer of the house is koine everywhere. If you don't, vafila hecha the ikad deyta el yoyne. Even there's a deyta yoyne shel meicher. And even if you tell me that deyta is retained by the meicher, if you say that oimi v'reim belongs to the lekeach, so then he gets the air space above the diyeta. If you want an ability higher, you need to add almanas. At least that mustama lekar lekeach. So that makes sense if the lekeach is koiner above the air right. If you don't look like Rav Dimi, if you don't look like Rav Zvirmin, and you hold that, if you don't look like Rav Dimi, who holds that. That it looks like a machshon who says that the air rights above the house belong to the lekeach who bought it. So then it makes sense why
you didn't specify.
Yeah, it's automatic. So then it makes sense why the lekeach has to say the meich has to say al menas the yoyter yoyne. Why have to say almanas? Not only to keep the yoyter, I can just say the yoyter is mine, but I want to also have the right to build on top of the yoyter. Another story or build the walls higher, and that I need to add another almanas because otherwise I will get nothing. Fine, but if you look at me that the guy has the meich has no air rights. Why does he have to say amanas? Let me just say the yoyte is mine. That's enough. Ruel al shemoich lomeli amanas. When amanas, my hani tonight ham yuter beloy tonight. Now me have a kani moichel yoyte. And even now the tonight the moichel would have been kani the yoyte. Yoyne. Well, the remus labayis and everything belongs to the moichel. So why do you have to add amanas? You might be right to leave this boyne. You can build whatever you want on top of it. We think the high makshid hoch isel prush the musar public gebrishelah. He takes a pop like before. So the gemara goes back and says, you know why you need amanas? You're right. You don't need amanas for the house because the air rights belong to the buyer. But you need amanas. Ahani amanas enough of how the bonile. Even though I kept the house, but if the house collapses or the opposite collapses, I no longer have a right to rebuild it again. And
now
that's
the chiddush. Specified amanas.
You're getting the right. Okay. Mishnah. Even though I wrote Rami, we just had machleket two opinions. That dimi the machshin exactly how it works. Now we have another interesting machlekes. But Tzadok Likaloi Deres Reb Kiva holds. If I retained, Reuven sells entire house and the chutzah to Shimon, and he retained, and we just said the boy vedus are not part of the sale. So who owns the boy vedus? Reuven, the vendor. But how does he get there? How does he have access? Says Reb Kiva, Tzadok Likaloi Deres. He has to buy access because when he sold the house, we're going to conclude a moicha ba'ayin yof a moicha. You're generous. You sold him everything, including your access way, and therefore you cannot get there. You have to buy. You have to convince him and beg. You beg him.
Likaloi means he has to buy a
moicha. Has to buy a pathway, an access way. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Yes, because he gave it all to the except the Bavdus. However, Chomis say a moicha ba'ayin yof a moicha. If you kept something yourself, you made sure that you took care of yourself first. He's einoy tzadik likaloi derech. Chomis say you don't have to take a derech. You don't have to because
Rabbi Akiva is the balamim of a haftal rechka moicha, so he holds ba'ayin yof.
Very good. Even when we come to the Keshen. Umayde Rabbi Akiva, however, Rabbi Akiva is Mayde. If he said, Bizman Sha'omalai Chutzme Elu, if he said, I'm selling you the house and the yard, but I'm not selling you the boy, which is superfluous, could be just a Rabbi Aloch is not sold anyway. So why did he add that tonight? It must be he's adding something else to it. And what? Not only am I keeping the boy, I'm keeping also the access way to the boy. No longer is derech. Now the sefer the Mishnah says, what about mochron la'acher? What about let's say he sold the boy? Okay, so he sold Reuven sold the house and the yard to Shimon, and he sold the boy Vaduz to Levi. No. Or he kept the house. Let me around. He kept the house for himself. This is an easy way to look. He kept the house for himself. Reuven. All he sold was the boy Vaduz. Question is, did he sell the boy vedus with an access way to the buyer, or the buyer now has to buy a road in, an access way? Mochran la'achar kiva says, since moicher ba'ayin yofa moicher, ain't nutzal l'gadad, the buyer does not have to buy himself an access way, because definitely when he sold him the boy, he sold him also his access to get there. And Chachamim say, no, Tzarich likach lo derech. He needs to buy himself an access way. Now, I told you already the maskana of the Gemara, how we learn up Kibbeh Chachamim, that it's totally in Moichah Ba'an Yofa Moichah or Moichah Ma'irah Moichah. The Gemara itself works its way through, meanders its way through to figure out exactly what this what is
Machlekes. This would be a good few pages worth.
No, just a page. Just a page. Yosef Ravina, full page. Yosef Ravina said, and he had the following question. First of all, technical. They're both wells. What's a chilek? The time you learned, they're both dug in the ground. The boy is just a hole in the ground. And the dus is made with paved with bricks, lined bricks, exactly. And same thing here. Yosef Ravashi, Kokashle, Ravashi has the same question. Both live in the same time. So anyway, we're recording both. Ravashi sat there and he asked the same question. Haino boy, haino dus. He was the younger, the older son. The son of Chizda said to Ravashi. Interesting. Rav Chizda lived so much before Ravashi. Rav Chizda was Rava's Rebbe's Rebbe. Ravashi was born the day Rava passed away. How in the world did Kshisha
Be? Either it's not the same Rav Chizda, or it's he lived a very long life.
And another Chizda gave his kids the same name, Kshisha, and which is a pretty odd name. Unless Kshisha lived a very long time. And maybe that's why it's called Kshisha, because he knew that he had the Ruch HaKodesh to live a very long life. I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe somebody else. Coming here, Tanya. This is just the ground. This is a binyan. Okay. So the Gemara, the tzorach likach lo derech. Rabbi Akiva chol main tzorach. My lab b'hokim if getting Gemara now wants to understand what are they arguing about. Rabbi Akiva saba. The Gemara presupposes what we said, and the Gemara will conclude. Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion meicher ba'ayin yofa meicher. Rabbi Akiva's opinion that you're always generous, so when you retain for yourself, when you sell your house, you sell everything, but whatever you minimum that you need, so you only kept the boy with those, not the access way. And so too in the Sefer, when you sold the boy, you sold with the access way. And the Rabban hold Moichah Ba'ayin Ram Moichah. When you sold the boy with those, you retained the access way, and when you sold the house, you kept the boy with those, you retained the access way for yourself as well. Udekom, in fact, whenever we learn in Shas, Ba'alma, generally speaking, Rabbi Akiva, the Taimei, Rabbi Akiva is consistent that he's generous, a seller is generous, Alma Moichet, Ba'an Yofa Moichet, where Rabbi Akiva say, this Macha, this is the Macha for it, this is the basis. Now the Gemara is going to dispute that. Memai, who told you that the crux of their argument is whether we say a Moichet is generous or not? Dilma, perhaps, Rabbi Akiva, Sava, another Vart altogether. Nothing to do with being generous. Maybe they will hold you generous, maybe they will hold you not generous. The Vart's like this. That we're more worried about the interests of the buyer. Why? Because the buyer is spending money. Nobody is going to spend money and allow Fremde to continue to walk on and trample in his private yard. So the pasha is, if he spends money to buy a house and a yard, even though halachically he doesn't own the boy vadus, he doesn't want to have Fremde guy walking there. So he bought it thinking that he's getting the access way. And the meicher knew what the buyer is thinking, so the meicher must have tacitly agreed to that. And therefore, the buyer owns everything. If the meicher now wants to have access, well, he needs to negotiate with the buyer. Maybe the buyer will only let him on Thursday afternoons. Whatever it is, he needs to negotiate. The buyer wants to be in control. Not that wantonly anybody can walk through his property. I mean, what kind of property is that?
Would that apply also to, like we were talking the other day, about people going through for 20 years? Your property, people
there's going different because you allowed it. Here it is from the beginning. You're right. Once you allow somebody, it's a different story.
Yeah, but if I buy your property, and I say from now on people come
off. You can't. Because when you bought it, you knew that that's what's going to happen.
It was established as a public thoroughfare.
You knew that. So you knew what you were getting into. But over here, I'm buying the property the first time. So this is what I'm thinking.
That's why you have to do due diligence when you buy a property. You've got to research what's going on.
Exactly. Any easements on the property and all that kind of stuff. Rabbi Kiva holds, Ein Adam Reitza, a person does not want, Sheyitin Ma'oisev, that he will pay money for something, and then Vidirsu Achedim, people can just trample on it. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva holds, in the Reisha, Rabbi Kiva holds, when I retain the boy, I don't retain the access way because the buyer is not happy with it. And the Moichir would have sold to the buyer based on the buyer's terms. But Rabbanon hold, it doesn't make sense. Rabbanon, no, we take the interest of the Moichah, it doesn't make sense. Which Moichah is going to retain the boy Badus, and he can't get to there? But Rabbanon hold, Ain Adam Roitza, a person does not want, Sheyitul Mois, a person does not want to take money, Veyifra Ba'aver, and fly. Yeah, it doesn't make sense. And therefore, when he sold, he definitely sold, and he knew he's keeping the boy, he definitely held. Or ask a Goldman if they finished.
Yivrach ba'avir means now I should sell my own land, and now I have to jump in the air to
and
get
I'm
to my
retaining,
boat.
I'm retaining my boat, and I'm going to fly there. Definitely, I had in mind, and I'm going to
have access to it.
You know where a boat go? There, okay.
So he's reserving access.
Yeah. So what's your cheshbon? Your cheshbon is a buyer doesn't want to spend money and have somebody trample it, and the Rachman say the seller doesn't want to keep the bovedus and have to fly to get there. For the Gemara, so tell me the pshat in the sefer with the reverse machal acher with the faket. He sells the bovedus to somebody else. Rabbi Kiva says you sell with the access way. Now what's the spot here? Rabbi Kiva Aimer Einu. So look at that. The buyer does not need an access way because it came with the bovedus. Rachman say no, that he has to buy. What's going on here? Where does your svar as machlek is coming here? If you don't learn meicher and buyer, where does it come here? So the Gemara says, no, dilma b'hai pligi. Because over there, l'cheira, what do you tell me? You told me, Rabbi Kiva, the whole vart is because you don't want people to trample on your property. But here, I'm the one, the buyer, the vendor is keeping the property and he's selling the b'ayvedus. So he knows that he's selling the b'ayvedus. He doesn't mind having somebody trample there. He's not paying money. The whole vart was, I don't want to spend money and have people trample. I'm not spending money. I'm collecting money. I'm selling the b'ayvedus. So why can't he go get it? So therefore, the svara doesn't make sense. And neither Chacham say that what I'm not going to sell, so I'm not going to keep something for myself. I have to fly over here. It's the other way around. I'm selling the Boivadus. So why did Rabbanu say?
So I know what the buyer wants.
Yeah. So why did Rabbanu say that the access way is not included? What does that have to do with anything? Second motor. Maybe okay. Let's get another photo. The Dilma, perhaps behind. Please, Machlekes. Rabbi Kiva holds Basa Daita de Lakeh Chazina. Rabbi Kiva holds. We always try to benefit the buyer, and when Rabbanu Savri Basa Daita de Meicher, we always try to benefit the Meicher. Rabbi Kiva holds. We always try to benefit the buyer. So therefore, when he buys the property in the house, he keeps the access way. And if the vendor wants to get the access way, he has to negotiate. When the buyer only buys the Boivadus, he gets an access way for himself because we always look at a deal from the mind of the perspective of the buyer. What would he have wanted? Surely if he bought a Boivadus, he wants an access way, so that's what he gets. However, and usually a buyer thinks what's for his best, you know, self-preservation, his best interests. However, the Rabbanan Hall, we always look at from the perspective of the vendor, and what does the vendor always think? For his best interest. So therefore, when he keeps for himself the Boivadus, he also keeps an access way. When he sells a Boivadus, he doesn't give them the guy the access way. You want it, you buy it separately, pay for it separately. Because the Meicher always takes his interests at heart. Okay, what about from the following? It says, Lo yes a boy, when you sell a chatzah. You don't sell the boy, but lo yes a gas, nor do you sell the, it says in the Mishnah later on, nor the gas. That's the olive press. But lo yes a shayv another chicken coop, bain charevin, bain yeshuvin, whether they are dried up, whether they're still being used. Vitzorech likach loyderech. And it says over there as well, that Diva Akiva, again, Rabbi Akiva says that if he retained for himself the boy Gas, Shoivich, and all that, he needs to, like our Mishnah here, he needs to what? To negotiate his way to get an access way. It's exactly what it says before. According to Rabbi Akiva, that including the sale, it's not including the sale of the boy, this Mishnah only adds Gas and Shoivich, but everything else was sold to the buyer. So if he wants access way, he needs to negotiate. Now, it's the same. It's the same svara. The guy is spending money. He doesn't want you to come in and trample on his chatzit. So what did that Mishnah add by adding Gas HaShevich, Mein Charev, Mein Yeshuvin? Oh, well, we have another Mishnah here. Elalav, Hokkamashlan. Must be the Mishnah they're trying to tell you that if I only told you the first Mishnah, you can argue that the svara Zamachalekis is about whose perspective we're looking at. I want to inform you, and by repeating it again, that the svara Zamachalekis is if a Meicher is Ba'ayin Yof a Meicher, he's generous, a Meicher Ba'ayin Ram Meicher, that's all. Says the Gemara, who says? What's the hechach? But Dilma Ashme Inan Bayit, Kamashna, it's not repetitive. Our Mishnah talks about when you sell a house, doesn't include every house needs to have a well where you're going to get water from, unless you go out of the city. But every house in those days used to have a water tank or they had a well. So therefore, that's our Mishnah. And then the next Mishnah over there is talking about a field. And we need to tell you both. Because if I would have told you the din about you know, the trampling and all that, maybe a house, having somebody walk right by my house hurts me more than a field. I'm not there in the house. I want privacy. House privacy is very important. Remember, we learned Hezekiah is only in the house, not Hezekiah in the field. So therefore, I would have thought, in the Mishnah, when he talks about a house, I would say a house. The Lekech is very concerned that nobody should be trampling there, but in the Sadev, what does he care? So maybe when in the Sadev, the vendor retained ownership of the boy and the Dus, he also owns accessway. Because the vendor who's not there doesn't care if the buyer, the buyer is not there, doesn't care if the vendor walks every day to the boy to get draw some water. So tzrichat iyashmin a bias, I would say mashum the boy it's the use of bias in his privacy. I'm worried. Avos sada emalei, but I feel not. The iyashmin a sada. If you told me sada, you know why we told me sada? Because a chatzah basically is just dirt and rocks. At the end of the day, when you trample on it, do you ruin my chatzah? Not at all. Privacy is an issue, but you don't ruin anything. In a field, if you're walking on my field, you might walk on the crops if you're not careful, and you can ruin my crop. I'm more worried. I would have thought, if I only knew that by sada, the buyer does not want the vendor to walk there unless they negotiate something, it's because the buyer is pushing word about hefsid mammon. You're going to walk. I don't want people walking on my field. I'm growing wheat, I'm growing corn, whatever it is. The yashmin is sada, mishum de koshle davsha, walking there causes the damage. Abba bayis, but a house, a maloy, no, tzicha, if I need both. A maloy, if I need both. Okay, elam a sefer, that Mishnah also has a sefer. And it says the exact same thing like here, mochron la'acha, what about faket? The owner of the field kept the field, but he sold the boy, the gas, the shevich. And Rabbi Kiva says, when you sold with the access way. Rabbi Kiva, omar, ainu tzadu, the buyer does not need to buy access way. Mechomay mitzadich, nahasulam, it's a repetition. Why do you need that for? You already told me why you had to repeat by bayis and by sada for the two reasons. But once we know that they're equivalent, what do I have to go through all the details for? What do I need the case where the vendor sells the boy with this? Hasu lamali, hainu hach, the same thing. Elalav hakamashlan. Obviously, the Mishnah is giving us that extra case to tell you that the crux of the machlek is not whether we look from the perspective of the buyer or the vendor. We whether it's bayin yofa meicha, bayin ra meicha. The Rabbi Kiva sovi meicha, bayin yofa meicha. The Rabbanu sovi meicha, bayin ra meicha. Shmam is a good raya. So this ends the sugya. Itma, we learned Ravun Amar Rav. Ravun is the name of Rav. Halacha kedivei chamin. The halacha, we're doing now a little bit of Monday's Gemara. Halacha is like the words of Chachamim. From Tuesday and onwards, we don't say tachten, because listen, so Mela, we can still continue after davening. Okay? Only thing is, unfortunately, we're not learning any Rashbams.
Yeah.
Next week, we're back to normal. Then we'll go back to all the Rashbams in Mitzvah Shem. Itma, we learned Rav Huna Amar Rav, which is Rav Halacha Kediv Chamim. Rav Huna said the name Rav Halacha like Chamim, which sounds like what? Ayin Ram Meicher. Rav Yimei Bar Abba Amar Shmuel. He said name Shmuel. The name Shmuel Halacha Kira Bekiva. Halacha like Bekiva. Sounds like the Bekiva. What? Meicher Ayin Yofim Meicher. Amar Le Rav Yimei Bar Abba Le Rav Huna. Rav Yimei Bar Abba said. Rav Yimei Bar Abba said name Shmuel Halacha Kiva. Turned around to Rav Huna and said, "What are you talking about? Zimnin Segin? You're saying in the name of Rav Halacha Chamim? Zimnin Segin? It happened. Occasion Amrita Kamei the Rav Hilchosik Rav Akiva. I once said before Rav Halacha Akiva. Let me didn't argue. So I Luchayder Rav. I mean, Rav also agrees Rav Akiva. How can you Rav Huna say that Rav said Halacha Chamim when Rav Akiva when Rav agrees with Halacha Rav Akiva? Amalei Heichetinizu. Tell me, how do you learn? Okay, you know, you're saying Rav Akiva Chamim, but tell me. What do you think Yechakiva said? What do you think Yechachamim said? Amalei, he told him back. Ivcha Tanina, he told the way he told them is exactly faket we said before. Rabbi Kiva is the one who says Ba'ayin Ro'am Meichir, and Yechachamim say Ba'ayin Yav Meichir. So he said back to Numa Shemachi, Lama Ramidi, because you're agreeing him. Who cares name? The fact that you're agreeing with him. And the Rashbam says that even though now we have that Rav Yimei Bar Abba agreed with Rav Huna, that according to Rav, the halach is like the Chachamim, but Shmuel maintains the halach like Rabbi Kiva in our version of Rabbi Kiva. And that a meicher ba'an yofa meicher. But according to Rav, your hope shuttle because of Abba Yisrael doesn't work. Yeah. Omele, Rav Ashi, you might as well finish the sugi right. Ravina said, Rav Ashi, lema let us say, ozul tamayu, let us say that in fact they are consistent with their view. Amen. What do you mean? That Rav holds about meicher ba'an ro meicher and Shmuel pachter Rabbi Kiva that meicher ba'an yofa meicher. Where do we have? We had it before in the beginning of the Gemara. We had the Omar Rav Nachman of Zion and Beis. Rav Nachman of Shmuel, Ha'achin Shechoku, two brothers divide an estate. Ein lehen lo derech ze al ze. Even though their father, when he owned the entire estate, he did whatever he had access to everything. It was all his. But now that they split, if they divide two fields, one guy has an outer field, one guy has an inner field. And the only way the inner field, you can get to the inner field is through access of the outer field. You don't automatically assume that you have access and you got to negotiate with your brother. So, what do you call it? Why? Because each brother is selling for the other one. So when he sold, the inner one, sold the outer field to his brother, he sold him everything, including his access way. Because Meicher ba'ayin, you have a Meicher. Our ladder, we had a machlekes before Rashi tells us what the ladder is, but basically the ladder is to go upstairs, or windows opening windows to each other, or the case of the water creek going through the properties. The Zoru Behena, be careful about all these laws. Shahalachas Kavu, you're saying these are important laws and these are set in concrete. However, Rav says Yeshlen. So Shmuel says that the inner guy does not have automatic access way. He needs to negotiate with his brother. Why? Because Meiche ba'ayin yafa Meiche, you gave him everything. I can't believe it.
And would that include whether the buyer pays for it or not? Or Mocha ba'ayin yafa means he gives it to him.
You're talking about Matana. You're talking about Yasmin, you're talking about Matana here.
Anything, this house or this room or this.
No, a Meiche, anything that needs is vital. That's what we're saying.
Does that mean? We're talking about whether.
Is that only Meiche is only when Meiche by definition means that I got something in its place. Doesn't matter whether it's an object or it's money. But the idea is anything that's an integral part of this sale that you need it is automatically included. It's not being specified.
It's the pathway to the
for example,
wealth.
Yeah.
If you're selling to me generously, does that mean I have to pay for it or not pay for
no,
it?
No.
Or you're
it's included.
If you say,
it's included.
Offer, then
it's included.
It was
automatically.
Part of the sale.
Even though it wasn't specified, it's automatically included. But Shmuel says, Rav says no. Rav says that when he sold the outer field, obviously he retained for himself the access way. So we see that the Shmuel Rav, the exact same machlekes before, the Halacha Chomer Bekiva, they continue with that machlekes. So Shmuel Rav said, why do you need both? Why do you have to pass in the Halacha and then have an argument about Achin? Why do Rav and Shmuel have to argue about Achin? Once they told us that they're arguing this principle, if Moicher Ba'ayin Yofa Moicher, or Moicher Ba'ayin Ro Moicher, so we already know how to extrapolate how it would be in other cases. What do you have to spell it out for in the case of Achin Shecholku? Tzricha. Because in Achin Shecholku, there's another variable here that is introduced that maybe throws a spanner in the works, and that is that a child can say, I Yarshin from my father, and I'm an extension of my father, and therefore whatever he did, I can do, since he had access way, so therefore I can have. Even if you argue that Meicher generally is Ba'ayin Yofim Meicher, so if I would have sold him, I would have given sold him the access, I would have given the access with it, but I'm here as a Yiddish, and as a Yiddish, I should have therefore whatever rights he had. That's how I would think.
But that's stimmish, because then he can walk through his brother's field also.
That's exactly what he's saying. That's Rav holds yes. So I would have thought that even Shmuel generally holds like Rabbi Kiva, that Meicher by Yom Meicher might be different.
Jeholka, they're both shutfin in
the field. No. It's still we divide it. But to get to my field, I should have the same rights that our father had when he was alive. Why should I have the same rights?
Logical.
Oh, see, he agreed with that. That's what you think. He has a tiny here. I want to live here like my father lived. How do I know it's a valid tiny? Because it says in the pasuk, that in Lucheda is just an extension of his father. So therefore, it's not the pshat is that. So whatever the father did, I am continuing. That's our thought. Over here, or Nachman, I would have thought that maybe that's why Rav. If I only knew this machlek is here. If I only knew this machlek is here about the Achin Shecholku, I would say, you know why Rav says that you get to keep the access way, the person in the inner field, because he looks like his father. But not because Moicher ba'ayin Ram Moicher. And therefore, but in a normal case, but not Yoshim, maybe Taka Moicher ba'ayin Yofim Moicher. And he would have to buy the access way. In the case of Yerusha, that one looks like my father, he has a right. Both. Rav Nachman said to Rav Huna, so you Rav Huna paskin like Chachamim. We, I Rav Nachman, paskin like Shmuel, the paskins like Rabbi Akiva. So he asked him, so hilchas kavasin or hilchas kavasaychum? So who's the halacha like? Like us or like you? Amalei, look how the anivus they had. Amalei, he said to him, the halacha like you, look how nice to each other. He's being nice, like you, like me, instead of saying, being adamant, that's like me. And the other guy said, look, actually like you. You know why? Because you're the son-in-law. And when he says like us, because Rav Nachman was a Talmud of Shmuel. Shmuel was his Rebbe. So therefore, we're passing like Shmuel. So that's the question. So he said, Halach is like you guys. You know why? Because since you're the son-in-law of the Reish Galusa, and the Reish Galusa is a house, that's where the Bezdin was. So even, it must be, Rav Nachman must have been young over here. Because later on he became the Bezin and everything else. But anyway, he must have been young. And he, since you hung around the Bezin all the time, you had Shimush. And you know how things are going. A lot of the Yonim are there. So therefore, you saw how it's done. And there's a world of theory and there's a world of practice. And obviously, in the world of practice, we follow Shmuel, Hosai Rekiva, the Meicher, Ba'ayin Yofa Meicher. Good. We'll continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem.